Greetings and welcome. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And this is Classical Chaos. I'm Margaret. On today's program, an interview with Ari Kanarthy, whose soundtrack to Ari's theme will be the opening film at the Vancouver International Film Festival. Also, some brass sounds of the music of Gabrielli, and yes, the requisite oboe music. Let's begin with some unforgettable music by Bizet from his L'Arlésienne Suite No. 1. As with many an artist, he had an interesting background. The summer of 1872 was probably not the happiest time of his life. He was having a difficult relationship with both his wife and his mother-in-law, not a good pairing, and the not-so-responsive acceptance to a recent opera that he composed. He did, however, complete the beautiful L'Arlésienne Suites 1 and 2. He was born, I love his name, Alexandre César Léopold Bizet, a French composer of the Romantic era, and as an artist, unfortunately, was not really duly recognized within his lifetime, which may or may not have led to his passing at the tender age of 37. Well, his musical brilliance perseveres, and so it does in this great performance. Today, a performance by a Canadian ensemble. I'm speaking of L'Orchestre Symphonique de Montréal, under the baton of Charles Dutoit. Here are excerpts from Bizet's L'Arlésienne Suite No. 1. Thank you. Excerpts from Bizet's L'Arlésienne Suite No. 1, and a great performance by L'Orchestre Symphonique de Montréal, with Charles Dutoit conducting. And as promised at the top of the show, we are going brass. And who better than some music by Andrea Gabrielli? He was an Italian composer and organist of the late Renaissance, the uncle of the somewhat more famous Giovanni Gabrielli. He was the first internationally renowned member of the Venetian School of Composers, who was reluctant to publish much of his own music. But luckily, his talented nephew Giovanni published most of it after his uncle's death. This is the London Brass and Andrea Gabrielli's Aria della Battaglia.
Thank you.
The London Brass and music by Andrea Gabrielli. You are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Marguerite.
I like the challenge of writing grand symphonic music, like the kind John Williams writes, the kind written for heroes. I've always loved rooting for heroes in films. There have been times in my life when I've definitely had to fight like one. I have a condition that acts like a clock, a metronome. It will shorten my time here. I know this. If I got 2-3 years to live, I gotta do what I want. I've always wanted to leave a mark on this world. What happens to my memories when I'm gone? If they just disappear, do I just disappear?
How do you feel at the moment?
I've been very unsure. This is my first time composing for a film. I want to leave behind my memories through music, for a movie about the story of my life. I guess I have to trust the process.
Trust yourself.
Your instincts are working.
I want to capture these emotions and make people feel them. That's why I want to write music. It would make my life worth it, worth all that I've gone through.
To introduce the audiences of Classical Chaos to Ari Kanarthi. Now, we've got the unique opportunity to speak with the composer behind the music and an incredibly inspirational film. Welcome, Ari.
Hi. Glad to be here.
Oh, and we're glad that you are here. Now, you are a composer who says that music is his passion. And you were born with, I would call it an ability, not a disability, and started your musical career about 18 years ago and has since premiered at the Toronto Film Festival, the Fringe Fest, and now the Vancouver Film Festival. I'm wondering first, what attracted you to music and how did you know that you were a composer?
Well, I had grown up watching a bunch of my favorite films, and the soundtracks in those films are legendary. Films like Star Wars, Indiana Jones, composers like John Williams and Hans Zimmer, and I just loved how those melodies just live on forever in people's minds, and so that was definitely an inspiration. And then when I was 16, I got into music therapy and just kind of used music as a way to just to keep my spirits up, and eventually it kind of transitioned into something more serious, more of a career. So yeah, it was a gradual process of learning that I had a knack for music.
Well, you definitely do have a knack for music. And I noticed you did mention John Williams. I do hear a little bit of John Williams in your soundtrack. I also hear, when you write for the flute, a little Mozart and some great staccato influences. And also, you are legendary for your writing for the horn. Does this all come in your head before you pen it?
Yeah, sometimes I will have melodies in my head for days, weeks, sometimes even years. And then it'll come out, and then other times it's kind of just sitting at the computer and not having much, and then just kind of trial and error and coming up with something that I really like.
And what is the process of actually putting the music through the computer? How does that work?
Well, it uses something called MIDI, which is, it's like kind of a musical language that the computer recognizes as notes of pitches. And so you just kind of sequence that with the rhythm you want in a digital audio workstation. I personally use Cubase. And then you load up different sounds. I work a lot with sounds from the orchestra. And then it just kind of comes together like that.
Well, I think you make it sound a lot easier than it is. I think you are quite genius at what you do. And now, are there any composers that you actually admire or would like to emulate?
Yeah, like I mentioned before, John Williams is a huge inspiration and idol for me. Hans Zimmer is also somebody that I, you know, inspire to be like one day. His music is incredible. And there's many different composers that inspire my work. I could name a bunch. Oliver Arnold's is another one. Big fan of his work. A lot of film composers and soundtrack.
Now, you worked, what was it like actually to work with a live orchestra?
It was new for me during the film making process, but we had brought on a really, really great orchestrator and someone that really helped me with the whole process. That's who you see in the film. His name is Johannes. And so he really helped me kind of get familiar with the process and, transitioning from just plugging away at the computer to real people and real instruments is a very, very, very different process. I had to really take my mind almost out of it so that I wouldn't critique too much, because the computer is, well, it's a computer and it can't ever really get all the way close. It can get pretty close, but it can't get all the way that a human being would do when playing music. So, yeah, there's different processes in my mind to accept artistic interpretation.
Well, I watched the documentary, and I was very moved when I saw you hear some of the live music come to life. You seemed very moved by it.
Yeah, I was. Especially with a piece of music I wrote for my parents to honor them. That was a whole different experience than what the computer could do. So, yeah, hearing that played gracefully and live with real players, yeah, that was an emotional experience for me.
And I do believe on that note that your mother greatly inspired you. Can you elaborate a little bit on that?
When I was talking to the directors of the film about different aspects of the film, it was very, very important to me to do something to give a tribute to my parents. Because they both have been absolutely incredible in my life. They support me so much, and I wouldn't be here without them. So I wanted to do something, and I decided that a piece of music would be dedicated to them. And, you know, my mom has been there throughout every aspect of my life, the good and the bad. And that was very important to me, that this accomplishment, which is one of the biggest in my life, had to have something about my parents in it.
Well, you definitely have captured, you have a great technique of just, it's like ethereal, a very much ethereal experience. And then yet you add some staccato to it as well. It's quite a gift.
Thank you.
Now, I do have a little offbeat question. I hear you have a tattoo.
Yes, I do.
And what it, do you want to explain what the tattoo and maybe where it is or maybe not? It's up to you.
Yeah, of course. It was I got it during the process of the film. I wanted to get one for 3 years and I decided this was the time. And I wanted something that was, you know, meaningful to me, not so flashy, but more meaningful. And so I decided that the three notes that I incorporated in the film, you know, when I composed the soundtrack, I actually, this is a bit of a behind the scenes, I took three notes, a triplet, and it was C sharp, F, D, and I basically, I took that and put it in every single piece that I've written in some way, sometimes right up front, sometimes in the background, but it became the motif of Ari, of me, so I tattooed those three notes onto my arm.
I think that's a lovely tribute, both to your obvious skill, and I believe that you incorporate your mother and father into that as well. So,
yes.
Now, we do have, this is a little offbeat question, again. There is a segment on this program, which is called Oboe Music Time. Is there any chance that you might, in the future, compose a piece for the oboe, or oboe d'amore, or English horn, all in the same family?
Yeah, I love the oboe, and I know somebody who plays the oboe as well, so yeah, I would absolutely love to compose a piece for oboe, for sure.
Well, you've got a very exciting premiere coming up here in Vancouver. And I believe you've got members of the symphony orchestra that are going to play live to the soundtrack of the movie. Can you elaborate a little bit on that?
Yeah, it was presented to us quite quickly and amazingly. We had no idea it was going to happen, but 8 members of the Vancouver Symphony Orchestra is going to play the soundtrack live as the movie is being played. So kind of a reduced, more intimate version of the soundtrack. And yeah, it's going to be really great. They're going to be on stage. And it should be a unique experience.
And are you going to be there as well?
Yep, I'm going to be there.
Excellent. Well, you know what? I want to thank you very much for your time. One more question. You've accomplished so much. What is next for you? Do you have anything that you think you want to do that you haven't yet done?
That's a very good question. I'm always looking for more projects. I love to incorporate my music with others into something bigger. You know, this time was a film. I would love to have more opportunities, more projects, you know, games, shows, whatever my music can uplift and enhance means a lot to me. So I'm looking for that. Currently I'm doing some personal music projects. I don't know where it might lead. It might just be put on social media, but you never know.
You're very inspirational to me because I was very moved when you said that you counted the years and you would say, oh, in the next 4 years, in the next 4 years. And you realized pretty well all of your ambitions at that point.
Yeah. Yeah. You never know how long you have left. So it's best to make the most out of it.
Well, I hope that we have way more Ari Kanarthi in our future. So, and I look forward to the next oboe piece that you write, because we will definitely be honored to play it here. I want to thank you very much, Ari, and I will see you at the premiere. And you take care and thank you very much.
And that was a conversation with Ari Kanarthi. And just to let you know that Ari's theme will be playing as the opening film at the Vancouver International Film Festival on September 28th. That's next Saturday, or this upcoming Saturday. And as he said, it is a special screening that will feature a live performance of the film score by members of the Vancouver Symphony Orchestra. I can't wait. And you are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And it is the time, because I can't miss it, and I'm speaking of oboe music time. Today, music by Arthur Bliss. Now, he was at the forefront of modern French music. He did come to America and met a socialite who also became his patron, Mrs. Elizabeth Sprague Coolidge. Now, in that regard, she appreciated, and I quote, recognizing what an artist stands for, being able to play music and appreciating composers and musicians. Well, she definitely did, and Arthur Bliss did write some great music. So we're going to hear a performance by the Audubon Quartet with Pamela Woods on oboe, and this is the Andante con Moto by Arthur Bliss.
Thank you.
The Audubon Quartet with Pamela Woods on oboe. That was the Andante con moto by Arthur Bliss. This is Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And this next composer may hopefully have you intrigued. I'm speaking of Carlo Gesualdo, a colorful composer, cannot argue that. He was the Prince of Venosa and was one of the most intriguing composers of his generation. Now, as well as being infamous for quite a few other felonies, I can't even say the word, he kind of got himself in a lot of trouble. He apparently murdered his wife and her lover after catching them in a compromising situation and had his second wife filing for divorce numerous times. But get this, he was a gifted, very gifted composer. His 19-5 voice motets represent kind of a mixture of styles with very unusual part writing, which is at best faintly bizarre and a tad baffling, but they are, however, most ear-pleasing. So let's hear them. Here is the Oxford Camerata with Jeremy Summerlee conducting.
Thank you.
the Oxford Camerata with Jeremy Summerly conducting, and that was some music by Carlo Gesualdo. And I'm going to sneak in one more selection. Bacca Beyond is a world music group. They were formed back in 1992 with a whole bunch of people from different variety of backgrounds and culture. A little bit of Celtic, a little bit of Bacca music from Cameroon. Now, it's really very interesting. Sue Hart and Martin Craddock formed the group, and Sue Hart said it was the amazing bird-like singing and yelling that first attracted me. The women get together before the dawn to sing, enchant the animals of the forest, and ensure that the men's hunting will be successful. Well, let's hear a sample of their CD, Spirit of the Forest. Thank you. Baca Beyond, and that was music from the CD Spirit of the Forest. You have been listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. Till next time. And do stay listening now to Shukshukta, Ethiopian News Radio and Culture, coming up next with Worku. Enjoy.